Thank you. Good afternoon, Madam Chair, colleagues in the Secretariat, fellow delegates, and allies in consumer product safety. Thank you for allowing me to deliver this report. During 2018, the Working Group on Consumer Product Safety took up a discussion about the problem of unsafe products being dumped, as in rubbish, on markets with weak product safety legal frameworks. In early 2019, the working group resolved it would propose a recommendation on preventing the cross-border distribution of known unsafe consumer products. In July that year, this IGE accepted the proposal, and in the following months, the recommendation, completed by a drafting group of volunteers, was tabled at the review conference of 2020, co-sponsored by Australia and Colombia, and adopted not just by consensus, but by a long string of interventions in unanimous support. East met West, North met South, a moment to be proud of, and a small but important win for consumers. Since then, this body has looked at various ways to support and implement that recommendation, including the drafting of a model law that could provide member states with useful language from which to construct effective measures to prevent distribution of unsafe consumer products to and from their territories. Last year, the College of Law of the American University in Washington, D.C., a private institution not affiliated with the government, stepped forward with a generous proposal to take on the drafting of the model law in coordination with a drafting review group of volunteers from the working group. With the chair's permission, I would like to yield the floor for 1 minute to Professor Elizabeth Keith, a lawyer and professor of legal rhetoric at the American University Washington College of Law, who with her students has been deeply involved with this project.